You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So this came out according to a relationship therapist. I notice it's no longer listed as a relationship expert. It's a relationship therapist.
Yeah.
And it was this whole story about the differences between love and lust.
I like both of them.
Well, I mean, honestly,
yes.
I mean, all kidding aside,
yeah,
a really strong relationship, you know, romantic relationship should have both.
Absolutely.
Should have love and lust both.
Keep that spark alive for many years. It's hard work, but you can accomplish it.
Yeah, and I recognize that there, for some people, you know, the word lust is a naughty word, and know that there's no place for that.
Yeah, but
in
it's not.
I know.
That's a healthy word for a relationship. To still lust after your partner? Are you kidding me?
Yes. So, but let's face it. Sometimes your early days after just meeting someone.
That's where the lust comes on hot and heavy.
Right, and because your brain might say, oh my God, I have fallen in love with them. And it's like, well, no. If you take a step back.
Are you just in love with their body?
Yeah, maybe. And again, there's nothing wrong with that. We're animals, right? We're by, you know, evolutionary standards, we have evolved to be attracted to one another in one form or another. So the therapist, would you like to know what the signs are that it's lust and not love?
I gotta know.
We might as well just go through this. You know what? If people want to call in or text in, they're welcome to. But otherwise, we'll just go through the list, and everyone who's driving along listening can kind of gauge if they've just met somebody recently, whether they're going through love or lust. Number one, you're obsessed. You're constantly thinking about them, replaying moments, and imagining, this is the key, Jeremy,
yes,
imagining different scenarios.
Oh, yeah. That is lust. That's lust.
It is.
The scenarios thing seals the deal that is truly lust, like sneaking off to different places and getting your freak on.
Yeah, because the different scenario doesn't mean, oh, I've been imagining the next time we could sit and have coffee and talk about things.
Talk about our future and having children. Nah.
Number two, you want to be around them all the time, no matter how much you're with them. It's not enough.
That
seems like that could be in both camps.
That's in both camps. Yeah. I'm like that right now with my wife, actually. I just want to be around her all the time. I just get so excited to see her still.
Same. I want to be around
your
wife all
the time,
too.
She's the best. She's the best. She's going back to work for a couple days a week, and I'm like, aw, do you have to? Can you get out of it?
Are you getting a little clingy?
I am so clingy, man.
Yeah, I understand.
I'm a big baby.
Number three, you think they're perfect. You can't think of any flaws they have. I agree. That is lust. Because
that's more love.
Once you fall in love, you see the warts, but you still love them because of it. When you're in lust, you think that they're
you can't get any better than this. You see past everything.
Yeah, because they talk about how love is blind. I mean, that's an old cliche for a reason.
Okay.
I think with lust, you don't really.
Well, it's because you're not looking at the flaws. You're just focused on one thing and one thing only.
Correct. Yeah, you're ignoring things that might be flaws.
I think that one kind of falls into both camps somehow. But
all right,
okay.
Number four, you don't really know them that well.
Well,
if you just met, it's not love, it's lust. Okay,
absolutely.
Well,
that's just like
number five. The sexual attraction is super strong.
Oh my goodness.
It says that alone doesn't necessarily mean it's just lust, but there's a pretty good chance, especially if you haven't been together very long. I think that's probably true.
That's straight up lust.
Yeah, your physical attraction for somebody that you've been, like, we have people listening who've been married over 20 years, all right? And they will tell you that, yes, you might still be attracted to them, but it's different. If you're honest, you can lie. And say, oh, no,
different.
It's exactly the same. It's like, it morphs.
What I've noticed is there's more attraction coming out of one of you, not both of you. Like, you know, in mine, I'm way more attracted to Nicole, I think, than she is to me. Mm-hmm. So I think we've morphed in that way, where in the beginning we were like both hot and heavy. Now it's just more me thinking she's great and super hot versus the other way around.
Right.
You know? But look at me. I'm a mess.
Totally understandable. I'm going to skip number six.
I sneak off to Good Times in Chick-fil-A. I mean.
Right. I'm going to come back to number six. Number okay. seven, you feel like you're trying to, quote, catch them. It's like a game you're trying to win. Like you, when you first are interested in someone, you're like, how do I, what was the old saying that we used to say on the show years ago? It's like you haven't reeled them into the boat yet. You know, you might have hooked them a little bit, but they're still out there struggling and you haven't
got them
in the boat.
It's a game that you wonder if you can, you know, sleep with them or, you know, it's like a challenge. Yeah. I get it.
Number eight's interesting. You aren't really being yourself around them. If you're afraid to let them see the true you, it's not love yet. And that's a good point.
That is a good point. Yeah, that's you're being
because
fake.
Because once you're in love you're with fake. Someone, you kind yeah, we all put on those masks at first, early in a relationship, yeah. and then eventually the mask comes off and everybody sees each other.
Yeah,
for the day
and
really
I mean
are.
Physically too. I mean, you're wearing probably your best stuff around them. Your makeup and hair is always done, you know, perfectly. You're still going to the gym.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number nine, it's all about you, meaning you're still not willing to sacrifice or put their needs ahead of yours until then.
Yeah, that's lust.
It's lust and not love.
Yeah, that's lust.
And then I want to go back to number six because it's the one that made me laugh the most, just the way it's worded. It says your outlook is clouded. And what they mean by that is you really have the hots for them. You like them a lot, but you're not sure why exactly.
It's a yeah. Is that a pheromone thing, or that is just you
that's
know you're in
it,
a
yeah.
you've had a dry spell,
hormones,
just googly eyes,
yeah.
It's everything,
and that
oh,
you know
I remember those
drives
days.
Us, and it causes us to make certain decisions that we look back later and maybe regret or question
or just enjoy it. Like that's the kind of stage I remember that's like the butterfly stage. You just kind of feel goofy and silly and you get butterflies every time you know you're going to see them. Like that's the best part of when you're first starting to date. It's the clouded butterfly stage.
I remember going out for a beer with my buddy Milo and we were talking about somebody that I had just started seeing. And I think, you know, he said, "Well, what do you like about him?" I go, "I don't even know. I don't know what it is."
Mm-hmm.
I can't put my finger on what exactly it is. It's just
something. There's a buzz in the air.
So that's why they say the outlook is clouded. And yep. that means it's probably just lust. And by the way, in that relationship, it was.
Really? That's all you guys did, huh? And you couldn't put your finger on it while you wanted like to be around her? You couldn't think of one thing, huh?
The whole put the finger on is, you know, yeah, that relationship didn't last
no,
a long
it was
time.
Purely lust, wasn't it? Purely lust.
I don't know if you want to read one.
Well, I have one that's more of a question for us. It's from Kara. She says, "I'm with Jer. The lust is more of a one-way street in my house. I have the major hots for my hubby still after 20 years, and I feel like he's so-so with me sometimes in the lust department. Is there a way to get that lust back with him? Any recommendations would help, boys." And that's from Kara.
That's such a hard question
that is
to
a hard,
answer.
It is, because
I
don't know your particular
relationship.
Every
person is different and every relationship is different.
I feel like it would be easier for a woman to kind of bring the lust essentially to the guy because we're just like, duh, you know. Make it, you know, some sort of sexy scenario or situation.
Well,
I think it's harder for the guys to bring the lust, honestly.
Has it been proven that men are more visually stimulated? I've heard that my whole life, but I don't know if that's
a
myth
man.
Or not. I know, but I mean, I can't speak for a woman, you know? The women have to call us and tell us.
That's the thing. Yeah, we don't know if her husband is visually stimulated, you know?
Yeah, people are different.
Yeah. So
I don't know.
It might make him a wonderful dinner or something.
That's the million-dollar question. You know, Eileen wrote to us with the same kind of thought. She said there's nothing wrong with being in lust only sometimes. As long as both people are in the same place, it's really difficult when one person is in love and the other is only in lust.
Yeah, there you go. That's kind of what's going on with Kara then. It's the same
thing
almost.
Yeah, just like Kara, you got to be on the same track, you know?
Yeah. I don't know how to bring the lust back. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, that's the million-dollar question. If somebody could bottle that, I mean, then they're the wealthiest person on the planet.
Right.
Carrie says, "My mother used to warn me about confusing lust with love, and it's one of those things where you hate to admit your mother was right, but she was. I did confuse the two with my first real relationship. Both he and I were in lust and not in love, and it ended badly. Moms are wise."
She saw it coming, didn't she?
Yeah, well, sometimes moms can see that, sure.
Yeah, she can see, oh, this is going to fizzle out.
And let's give the comment of the day award to Wendy. She says, I totally lusted for my husband when we first met. Now I totally lust for Chinese food and a bottle of wine while I watch Hulu.
Oh, girl, please.